Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
It's now time for the Craig James Financial Report. I'm in Craig Ferentino. He is a certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Millville on Broad Hollow Road. Check out the overall website. Fantastic. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Mr. Ferentino, indeed, a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planets Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners, not affiliated. Dow shot up about 46 points or so on Friday. Futures is up slightly. And we'll get into some of the numbers, some executive orders, or actions, I should say, by the president on Saturday afternoon, especially regarding unemployment. And we welcome Mr. Ferentino. Hope you had a good weekend, sir.
Yes, AJ, it was a wonderful weekend, very relaxing, and the weather held up, which is great. It's sad to see the sun setting sooner. I think I could. That's one prediction I could say. Every night the sun's going to set a few minutes earlier than the last night. However, it was it's just sad to see that happening. But it's, I love the full days. However, we're leaving the summer and into the fall. So this is what happened. Yeah, you're right. The U.S. Dow Jones was up 47 points on Friday. The S&P up 2 points. The Nasdaq were at 27,433 on the Dow. Very healthy 27,000, I should say. What I mean by very healthy, I mean that the unemployment numbers, and yes, the U.S. job market added 1.8 million jobs, bringing the unemployment rate down to 10.2%. Those numbers came out after we spoke, so last Friday. So that's very impressive. I think that's excellent. I think without jumping the gun here, spot price of gold fell 41.40, and crude oil fell to 41.54. So gold is still at over $2,010.10. And Trump issued executive orders to limit the usage of Chinese social media apps, TikTok and WeChat. The U.S. job market, as you know, brought in some good numbers. And we're in a situation where the president over the weekend, by the way, he was out here. He was in the Hamptons. He was all over the Hamptons. He made some announcements. He did that little press conference. Was that Gabreski Airport? I couldn't tell. But sad that I wasn't there. It's not too far. I would like to at least be in a part of history. No matter when a dignitary comes into our South Fork here, we like to be involved, and be great if he was there as well. So we had a stronger than expected July jobs report, but markets still had some concerns. We still have we're chipping away at the record 20.2 million drop in jobs that were lost in March and April due to the lockdown of the global economy. The government asked them to stay home. A lot of them, some of them, because they were incentivized due to the stimulus. So can't say every one of those was locked down. And the July unemployment rate fell to 10.2 from 11.1%. And we're looking at some very, very interesting things. But really the headlines here is it just drew the media into chaos. I've been hearing some very respected people saying they don't know what happened this weekend. This deal that you and I have been speaking about, and I'm sure you're speaking about with your other guests, is not looking – it was very, very expensive from day one. The House passed some $3.5 trillion stimulus. They weren't budging on the $600 a week. They want to keep going till into New Year. The administration and you and I have discussed this deal that, it's keeping people home. They're making more money sitting at home collecting money. So that's where we are. This is all political. We do have a big week coming up. We have we'll get down just a few more earnings results. But economic data will include the U.S. inflation on Wednesday, retail sales, and along with consumer sentiment on Friday. So we'll get those numbers in, and those would be sort of lagging indicators, but I think something useful to see if there's an improvement over the last time they reported. So, again, back to this stimulus. So, Jay, let's talk about the stimulus. What have you heard? What's the latest? And let's comment on it a little bit, okay?
So you're going to what, the 400 as far as the unemployment?
Yeah, the 400. Well, it's 300.
Yeah, I mean, listen, is it unconstitutional? I mean, here's the thing. He wants the states to pick up 25% of the extra bump here. The problem is, in New York, they're flat broke. So that was the first thing that came to my mind. So how is that going to be alleviated? The second is, you know, I thought about it. Listen, he wanted 200 originally. The Dems want 600. So you're kind of splitting the baby there a little bit. It's still a little something. It's still a little something to help out on top of. The problem is, how are the states going to fortify their anteing up when they have no money? Especially when it comes to New York right now. New York State doesn't have a you-know-what to you-know-what in. So how is that going to occur?
But initially, both sides feel like they're bargaining from a position of strength. Pelosi Schumer feels that, I think, I mean, this is just from someone who's been involved in some negotiations, not like this, obviously, but I think there's some, it's basically psychological chess, that both sides feel that they're arguing from positions of strength. The Democrats basically got everything they wanted in the first stimulus bill. Now, this one's got marijuana subsidies, you know, all this other stuff. It's not just the $600 a week and in addition to their unemployment benefits. It's a lot of other things. And so they're really trying to bail out some of these states who've been running at deficits for many years. In addition, you know, like the New York State was in some sort of $9 billion deficit last November. So, I mean, so this is looking for money for doing that. I am finding that the crime is going down and that they are doing, there is some concessions. The people felt that we wanted to fund the police in Minnesota. They're not going to, somebody else came in or another organization within the government came in and said, we're not going to defund the police. You started to see things getting cleaned up in certain cities. So I think the administration is getting, I would think that everybody would want that, but nonetheless, it seems like there's some movement, and there's a lot of movement here in this month of August, which is very unusual. But the Dems feel that if they don't give him, if he doesn't sign the bill, he doesn't approve of it, then he's going to lose the election. And so it's an all or nothing thing, winner takes all. And that's how a lot of these negotiations are. They start with a position where they think the winner's going to take all. And I think the president's saying, look, I don't need to make any deal. I don't need to sign another stimulus deal. I'll find money from other coffers, and which he didn't disclose right away, which was good. I think that was a good move. And I'm going to we'll give the extra couple $100 a week from our money. But we want the states to chip in too. This way, the states have some skin in the game.
That's the problem. The problem is New York State doesn't have a penny to give. They're flat broke. Flat broke.
I can't confirm those numbers that you're speaking about, but. In terms of that they're flat broke.
The state is flat broke here.
Flat broke. Okay, I haven't seen those numbers. I'll take your word for it. So, but that said, okay, well, so then does the federal government give money all to New York State? I mean, what's the result there, Jay?
And there's still a lot of questions. Listen, I applaud the president for doing what he did because negotiations are, and I use that word, with a lot of trepidation, let's put it that way, because I don't know how sincere they really are, to be honest with you. You know, if I got to look at Pelosi and Schumer coming to the microphone every time to say, oh, well, we're doing our part. You know, come on, you're not doing your part. Right now, the American people are suffering here because of the angst that is being given in these negotiations. Listen, they don't like the guy in the Oval Office. We know that. They don't want to give in to anything right now. The problem is the people are suffering here. And that's the overall problem. Overall problem. And let me tell you something. Mitch McConnell is no choir boy either. But that's a whole nother discussion here. President did what he did. He's got some extra money in the coffers, as you say. How much, who knows? And what happens when the states say, you know what? Can't happen. We got no money. That's the story, hands down, as far as what New York's going through right now.
Jay, I'm going to do for your listeners, I'm going to do a special seminar series. What does things look like if Biden wins? I'll talk about some of his ideas and what they're showing. And what does it look like if Trump wins a second presidency? It'll be something that's going to be open to all your listeners and my clients and everybody else. So I'm working on that starting this week. We should have it by Thursday or Friday. I'll have that announcement, and it'll be some sort of webinar you can just log into. Because I think people need to understand, it's not so much you're worried about the states. I'm worried about individuals. And it's really, in the end, it's about small businesses hiring these people, and it's about the individuals. I'm not worried about what Cuomo and whether they have beef with those.
Nor am I, but you got to realize something here. The states don't have money. A lot of them don't have money in their coffers as far as the extra bump anymore. I want to know how that will be alleviated if the federal government will go the entire route here. That's the big question right now.
We're thinking out loud here, so then you got $300 from the federal government. Okay, well, we were trying to get you $400, but your state couldn't afford it, so you're going to get $300.
Okay.
Okay, so it's okay. So they couldn't match the 125%. Okay, so walk away. That's okay. You're still getting $300 extra in your payroll unemployment benefits, which other employees are paying, other people, other employers are paying those, you know, unemployment insurance, and so you're getting an extra $300. Okay, I mean, they offered initially $200, so now you got a 50% increase from the federal government, whether or not the states can match it or not, and just walk away. That's fine.
I understand it, but I got to see all the numbers and how this thing plays out. I got to see how much extra is in there. I got to see where the states are at as far as the unemployment insurance is concerned. And there's a lot of factors that are going into this. So we'll see how it plays out.
We have to protect our clients, and you have to protect your listeners.
Listen, I'm all for it. I'm all for it, okay? But the fact of the matter is, we got to see how the numbers play out. That's the bottom line. We got to see how it plays out, because it's not an automatic. It's not an automatic where you go to that 400. So let's see how it plays out.
And for good buddy. That's right. No problem. Jay, you know, this is great. We have a whole week to see how this is going to be probably the most bizarre week in a long time.
I'm with you. Good stuff. We'll talk to you in the morning.
Good stuff. Take care, Jay. Bye-bye.